This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. Coming up, some sad news. The Back to the Future ride at Universal Studios shuts down permanently. But on the bright side, now that Doc Brown's DeLorean is out of service, the overloaded California power grid gets back 1.2 gigawatts.
First, power of another kind. The democratically controlled Congress is back in session this week. And like the millions of American school children just back in class, our elected representatives have already been assigned homework.
About 70 pages of it, actually. The Government Accountability Office's report on Iraq is out today. We heard a lot of the highlights late last week, but Congress has some serious reading to do. Earlier, I asked Josephine Hearn of Politico.com what we know about the report.
We did get a sense of the findings last week that the Iraqi government had only met three of the 18 benchmarks. And this week, you're going to see people from both sides, both parties, seizing on that report. And as you said, hearings today and tomorrow on the findings.
Well, quite a few members of Congress will be giving a report, I guess, on what they did this summer on their big trip to Iraq. What will they be saying?
Well, we haven't heard from everyone yet, but as you said, there are a lot of members of Congress who went to Iraq in August. I think it's fair to say that dozens went. We've heard a few people come back having changed their mind. For example, Brian Baird, a Democrat from Washington State, came back and said that he, in fact, now supports the troop surge. He thinks that it is making progress, and to pull out now would hinder that progress. For the most part, though, so far, people, it seems like they went over there with a certain view of how the conflict was going, and they came back with those views reinforced.
I was going to say, having someone change their mind is a rarity in Congress, at least in public. Are we expecting people to just argue their positions vociferously during these hearings on Capitol Hill?
Yes, there'll certainly be a lot of that. That said, we are seeing indications that the Democrats may take a different tactic than they've taken in the past on Iraq. They look more likely, especially on the Senate side, to try to compromise more with Republicans. They haven't gotten a lot of Republican support for many of their Iraq measures, for the timelines, for any constraint on the funds, how the funds can be used. And now we see them thinking about watering down their approach to the conflict in hopes of getting several dozen Republicans to come on board.
Well, we expect Iraq to dominate the headlines over the next couple of weeks, but there's another issue out there for Congress, and that's the Benjamins, the moolah, the cash money. The deadline for spending bills, the end of the fiscal year, is coming up at the end of the month. Are we expecting a showdown in Congress?
We are. There are 12 spending bills that need to be passed then. They may get passed individually. They may all be lumped together in one massive spending bill, which was the case last year. And the administration has set certain limits on the spending that they would like to see and said they will veto anything, and the president will veto anything that goes above those limits. Now, currently, the Democrats are above those limits, but they believe that they can justify some of the new spending to the American people and that it's a position that they can defend.
Two of the most controversial figures in the Bush administration, Karl Rove and Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, are no longer in the White House. Are we expecting this to change the relationship between Democrats in the White House or Democrats and the Republicans?
I would say not substantially. You do see some retooling in the White House to try to have more of a conciliatory approach with Congress, to work better with Congress. I think you're beginning to see some of the congressional punching bags are leaving the administration, and that's a good sign as far as how they'll be able to work together. But I don't think you're seeing that across the board. For example, the new budget chief, Jim Nussel, is regarded as he's expected to be confirmed today. He is regarded as a very divisive figure. When his nomination was first announced, the number two Democrat on the House side said that he couldn't think of a single good thing to say about him. So he's not well regarded at all by Democrats, and I think that appointment alone indicates that the administration is not taking a conciliatory approach with Congress across the board. It's kind of a mixed bag.
So we'll have to wait till the report card to see if the members of Congress play well with others, right?
Right.
Josephine Hearn of Politico.com, thank you very much.
Thank you.